Welcome to Counting Towards Sinai with the OU Women's Initiative. Today, ignite potential, the day when we turn to you to support the Women's Initiative. Support the programming you love. Counting Towards Sinai, Tardi Mechanachyomi, Rebbetzin Kala Teacher Kiruvin Chinuch Mental Health Fellowship, lay leadership development, whether Torah, learning, or community engagement. If you listen to Counting Towards Sinai, support Counting Towards Sinai and other learning initiatives. Every contribution you give us, we turn around and give back to you with the programs and initiatives you love. So take a moment when you finish listening to this recording and go to upreaching.com/OU/WI giving. And now for today's presentation.
VeHaTorah niknet ba'arba'im u'shmona dvarim. And the Torah is acquired in 48 ways. Welcome to Counting Toward Sinai, a project of the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Jordana Barachav Greenfield from Israel/Muncie, and today we will be learning how Torah can be acquired through Shomea Umosif. Information comes at us from many different sources, but at which point does someone else's idea become something we can call our very own? Number 45 of the 48 ways is Shomea Umosif, which literally means understand and add. It's not enough to hear an idea. You have to study it, develop it, and add new dimensions, and then live with it. Only then will that actual idea become part of you. Now, it's happened to each one of us before. In the excitement of hearing a great new idea, we make an inspired jump to further that idea. It feels wonderful as we literally feel our horizons expanding. Hearing a new idea means more than just listening with our ears. Hearing an idea means absorbing the idea on a level that actually impacts you and gets into your heart. When an idea reaches your heart, you're jolted into action. In the beautiful Shema prayer, it says, Al levavcha, place it on your heart. And many people ask, why does it use the word on? Why not in? Because it is so difficult for us as human beings to be truly honest with ourselves, to truly absorb concepts, ideas, actions that are around us. And so God says, Al, on, place these ideas and thoughts on your heart and your actions. And when that moment in time comes, when we're truly honest with ourselves, our heart is jolted. It opens up. And all those ideas that we were inspired by, all those concepts, all those actions come flowing into our heart. So whenever you hear an idea, move it a little and make it your own. Place it on your heart. Some great ideas that you can do, great exercises, is take five of your favorite pieces of wisdom, things that you consider the most important tools for life. Now go through this drill and find some sort of corollary, a consequence, a conclusion. So whenever you hear a piece of wisdom, extract from it what's relevant to your life. When you learn a new concept, unfold it to see its components. If A is true, then perhaps B is also true. Drill it in. Take a lot of concepts and put them through this process. Anything that we hear is not really valuable unless we learn to make it our own. When we hear Shomea, it is imperative, Umosif, for us to add it on to our lives. To be alive, you have to be engaged in this process of life. But it's very important. Think carefully. You read something. You went sightseeing. You sat in a meeting. We can have lots of insights. But unless we go over our day's experiences, it's not ever going to get internalized. Remember, too often ideas hit us on the surface, and we don't bother doing anything about it. That's why there's so much consistency in the world. Ideas seem to bounce off of people instead of into them. So remember that concept of on your heart. For now, it might be on your heart, but with these practices that I've discussed, Hopefully soon they will be in your heart. Thank you for learning together.